A beautiful day in Colorado. And I think the thing that I'd like to share is just give a little background here on coming to Glen Eyrie. I was an E5 in service and got married to a beautiful blonde. And I married up, you know. You know, us guys, we marry up, Jack, and then we... Yeah, we do better, don't we? But, sailors. 21 years old, and saw this beautiful blonde laying on that hospital bed. She'd been flipped off of a motorcycle 90 feet through the air, and they were going to take that leg off. And her brother said, no, I don't think so. Let's wait till our doctor gets here. So they're able to save that. So I got to go up to the hospital. I don't like hospitals, but I sure like that little blonde, you know. And finally, the guy that she was engaged to, he got started running around drinking. And she said, you know, this is all off. I said, well, okay. She came to a dance that we were having. I was taking some classes, and she was on her crutches. And I was kidding, you know, let's have a dance. So we marry, want to dance? And she says, well, not now, but when I get off of these things, we'll do that, okay? She liked to dance. So she came to the, I think at Ashbaugh Park. My guy that played baseball with was about four guys. It was very... Ron Brown was my favorite. He was first base. I think Ronnie Brown was Baldy Manaville was pitcher, and then it was a catcher, Ray Bartholomew. And the four of us decided we'd join the Navy and see the war. We'd heard those war stories, you know, how the Japanese were throwing these little 16-year-old teenagers over their shoulder, and they were going to come up through Mexico. And the Japs had killed 6 million Jews, and they were coming down through Canada. And a bunch of us guys kind of locked arms, and we said, we don't think so. You know, 18-year-old kids, just like we are today. You know, Lieutenant, we're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. We don't need anything. We don't need God. We don't need the Bible. We just go on. But, you know, we got married on December 7, 1941. Moonlight nights, you know, at the top down and pretty music on that $10 radio. And I said, Audrey, will you marry me? And she says, yes, but you'll have to get permission from my big brother and my folks. Well, I've been working on that, you know. So we were married December 7th, and they didn't tell me. Her brother picked me up. And
they didn't tell you that you got married.
They won't tell me. They didn't tell me there was a war going on.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got there went through the line, and Dad said, two wars were declared today, son. And I said, well, I know about one of them. I just got married. What's the other one? And he said, well, you guys in the Navy lost your ships out there at Pearl Harbor. You don't have any ships. Well, they'd only taken the big wagons out, you know. That was the seminary for the navigators. And you heard Jim Downing last night on his points of discover your gift, dedicate your gift, develop your gift, and then deploy your gift. You know, we've heard that many times, but what a tremendous message, you know, just a challenge to all of us. And then what was the key line? What was the closing line?
Get with it,
you know. Just kind of 2 Corinthians 8:11. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. Well, what do you have? Well, when we were asked by Dawson Trotman, would you join arms with us, and we need to raise $106,000 in 6 weeks. Audrey and I just come back from a crusade. John was there. I think he was 3 years old. We had put on a Torrey Johnson crusade. And I'd kind of been going like this through my Christian life. I'd received Christ at 12, but I was not able to put all of this together. And that crusade... We erected the Billy Graham tent, and a big tornado came through and literally tore that thing all to shreds. And we went back and we knelt down. John knelt with this little three-year-old, you know. Jesus, what are we going to do? And I think the outcome of that was that we're going to go on with the crusade. Well, the mosquitoes found out we were there, so they came. And so we decided, hey, we better find a big hall where we can meet and have this crusade. Well, during that crusade, there was one man that received Christ, and then he sold me a car. You know, I thought, well, here's a guy that's going to go, and And he sold me a car. And then after he sold the car, he backed off. I didn't see him again. You know, and I thought, well, that's the Christian life. And I just couldn't put the thing together. And then we got home very disappointed. And there was a letter there from Dawson Trotman. He said, would you lock arms with us? We need to raise $106,000 in 6 weeks. And Audrey and I prayed about it. And so we said, we'd like to have a part of that. So we locked arms with Rod Sargent, was the campaigner, the director there. And I had an old Navy chief living with me, Ernie Fisk. And we covered 3 states, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. And I knew a lot of the reserves in the service. And, we raised that money, and we got a letter to come back here to Glen Eyrie. And we left John in Walla Walla, Washington. And we came back here and flew in. And Dawson Trotman that night spoke on 3 things. And I think when the CBMC asked Jim and I to share what helps you old guys keep going, I shared a couple of them. One of them was the thing of follow-up. That was a new term to us. Then the other one was discipleship. And this is a little illustration here showing discipling. We were talking about this earlier. The Holy Spirit's number one. Then number two, when you get that locked in, then there's a continuation there using some of the tools, Don, that we use in reaching out to the troops. And Chaplain Staunton and I use a little card, are you ready for war? And today our young troops are coming in here about 75 or 100 a week into Barracks 1013. And we go by and knock on the door and contact these troops. Would you like to come over to Chaplain Staunton's for dinner tonight and take a little cruise? We go through the Garden of the Gods and then come through Glen Eyrie. Then by the time we get that far, we can determine whether this person really wants to get into the Bible or whether they just want to go for the tour. And so I apologized to the group last couple of weeks ago here, as the chaplain knows. Just, I'm sorry that I brought these 4 men in. But bringing in men that want to go a little bit further. And I just take them back to the barracks and say, hey, glad to see you. Drop by Burger King and we have a burger and take them back to the barracks. But, you know, to find men like Captain Cole here or Jesse, find Ernest Hoppy, men like this. This is what we're looking for. So you keep the old line out there. You keep fishing. But it's a little not catching as many fish as we used to, Jack, back in those old good old days. But, you know, coming back to that last message that Dawson Trotman spoke that night was the prevailing control of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, that launched me into, okay, I can see the follow-up. I can see the parental care, raising a son. I can see this thing of, I can't do this. I can't live this Christian life. So, you know, we start here. It's up here. And then we say, well, I can't do that. So then we begin to bring this thing down. We keep going down, down, down. You know, finally, we get the thing so cotton picking low, anybody can get in. You know, and I just drop a little money in the collection plate and I go to church and I sing in the choir, you know, or something, and I'm in. Well, you know, there's more to it than that. And that's what I'd like to share with you. The thing of the prevailing control of the Holy Spirit. So that when we come into that relationship with Him, then I may sin, but I like Bob's verse there on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, you know, when I sin, then I can come back and ask forgiveness and I can get back in fellowship with the Lord and I can walk with Him. Well, that's the only way that this thing's going to work for me, so I don't know about you. But the thing is, we need to think in terms of the prevailing control of the Holy Spirit. So that when he says, well, I gave him 10%, you know, or I gave him 90%. Well, he doesn't want 90%. He wants 100%. You know, and I think John 14:26. Jesus said, I go that I might send a comforter unto you. And when he has come, he will teach you all things. See, he put us in right here. John put a new cover on my Bible. It's all in one book. You know, if man would have written it, we'd have to fill all the barracks out there at Fort Carson with books. But here, God put it in one book, and here it is right here. I go that I might send a comforter unto you, and when he is come, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Well, the thing is, today, we're not reading this. Our kids today coming out, these 18-year-old guys, don't know how to read. They're not going to church. They haven't had anything in the school to bring them to. You know. This guy, Zachary, we haven't heard from him. He wanted 22 buck leave, and he hasn't showed back. See, the thing is, we're coming under control of the Holy Spirit. And then when we dip down, sometimes we get on that long black train, and the whistle's pretty, and it has shiny wheels, and man, it's going that way. And he was 2 years in Germany, just kind of living in a cesspool. And now he's back. But we haven't heard from Zachary. That's Zachary Yeager. We hear from this guy. We went out there Saturday and painted a garage, didn't we, Zach? But you know, the thing is that my heart is that we can find some troops like Tim and like, you know, the gang that's here. This is us. On that, and that's the name of the book, Jack. And I said I'd give Carol that, the one I wrote here. John and Steph and Zachary helped me edit that. You know, I just wrote the book, and then they took all the commas out and made it correct. And so, you know, it's worked out okay. That's the way to go, isn't it? You just get some help. And so all of us need help. And our helper is the Holy Spirit. And he's there, and he lives in our heart. And who is this Holy Spirit? Who is he? Well, he's part of the Trinity. See, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when he comes, when we received Jesus Christ, we received him, didn't we? Received it all. But are we prevailing control under that? Do we accept that authority? I don't know any other way to go to finish the race, to accomplish what's on his heart. I see an old guy like Jim Downing. You know, he's 97. And you think, you know, here's this guy who's got a staff, and he's walking along with that old hind leg that's kind of giving him trouble. But he's still out there in the battle. And that's where it is. It's just finishing well. So that was my heart this morning. I think that the thing of accomplishing what's on God's heart is he is not desirous that any perish. And I can't see. Here we've got these troops coming into Fort Carson. And I'm moved out of the academy out here. Daniel Stevens graduated last year. He's a pilot now. But Fort Carson seems, Chaplain, is just, there's enough there, and there's enough out here that we need to get involved with. What's on God's heart? What is on God's heart? Well, if he's not desirous that any perish, we need to be out in that arena and accomplishing what's on his heart to reach out to those that are going to, where are we going to go? There's two places. Where are these? Where are these two places that we go when we pass a heaven or hell? So if that's the reason, then we need to be involved in what's on his heart. But I think right now, the thing is coming under this prevailing control of the Holy Spirit and asking these troops, do you want to go a little bit further? Do you want to know something about this man, Jesus? See, Jesus loves us with an everlasting love, and it's there. And he's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise. And he desires that none perish. So we need to just continually reach out and help these men. Do you want to go a little bit further? And we're using 7 minutes with God, and that gets them started. But today, they don't know the Bible. They don't know the Word. They don't read. They don't come in through school. A lot of these guys can't even read. You know, isn't that amazing that a guy can be 18 years old and not learn how to read in our school system today? But God... See, God is not desirous that any perish. And he's desirous that we just be involved in what's in, on his heart. And so we're a product of what he has done through the roots here of Glen Eyrie. And these men like Dawson Trotman and Jim Downing and Lawrence Sanney. These men that have gone a little bit further. And I think that maybe it's not a secret. It's there in the Bible. But not many people are coming up to the prevailing control of the Holy Spirit. Just operating. He wants 100%. And I think that's where we are. We keep bringing it down so low that finally anybody can get in. And we just go to church, you know, and we just kind of coast along. We're going down this river. And this is the route here. We can see coming up to the finishing line. And the finishing line is heaven. And we'll be there forever and ever and ever. Isn't that amazing? That God loves us that much that we're going to spend eternity with Him. And I don't know. I don't think we'll just be singing in the choir up there. And John asked, is that just going to be another Navigator meeting? No. You can play the guitar and do what you guys. And Zachary's learning the guitar, you know, just excellent student. But it's going to be a meeting with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we'll be with Him forever and ever. But let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we just pray today for these here. We look around and we don't see any that do not know this man, Jesus. We don't see any here that are concerned about where they're going to spend eternity. We see women, men and women that love Jesus Christ and they're assured of their salvation. And as DJ and I talked the mornings at breakfast, that these are people that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the God who put us in our hand, then He put His hand over us, that we're not going to get out of there because He is the all-powerful, all-knowing, wise God. And He says, go ye therefore and disciple all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have said unto you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So, Father, you gird us about. You have all power in heaven and earth. You have a plan for each of us. So help us just, Lord, to come under that prevailing control of the Holy Spirit. And abide in His love and His grace and His mercy and His strength and perform to Your glory. For we pray this now in Jesus' precious name. Amen.